The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too. Working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
When storms brew,
the eye wall,
batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Another fine day in paradise. It is what you make of it. But it is chilly this morning, so be prepared for that. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Earlier we talked about the amendments that are going to be on the ballot that would change the Florida Constitution. We went through those. Of course, this is something that we'll do again. I know for sure we'll do it on Monday. But there's also very important local issues on the ballot for Alachua County as well. And joining us now, State Senator Keith Perry. And good morning, Senator. How are you?
I am doing well, although I heard that Greg gets to sit in the big seat one day. I want to know when I get to sit in the big seat one day.
Anytime you want. That would be awesome. We can work that out. It would just be another vacation day for me.
Look what you did.
No. You're a great host. I don't think I would match up. You'd lose a lot of listeners if I had to do your whole show. So we'll just keep in our own lanes, I guess.
I think you'd be quite capable, but I appreciate the compliment. Hey, what is your take on the election? Alachua County, $1 million for schools. Now, this has been around for a while. This is simply a renewal that'll carry through for the next 4 years, but it is a $1 million for the schools.
Yeah, look, I think they put it to good use in the past. We've done a lot of work in construction. It's great for people like me in the construction industry. But look, I'm for cutting taxes, and we've done that in my whole career in Tallahassee. I'm not supporting it because I don't think the county needs the money. The school board needs the money. They have a ton of administrative costs. They want more money. Let's tighten the belt a little bit. But I'm just not in favor of any taxes. I'm in favor of cutting that and keeping it in the people's pocket.
All right. Hey. No, we appreciate the input on that one. Alachua County's at-large voting referendum is hugely confusing on many levels, one being that apparently a judge found it unconstitutional. Does that mean this thing, and you told us it is still on the ballot, does that mean that this thing is done, a dead deal, or could they go through some other appellate process and try to bring it back?
Okay, well, we've already been through the appellate process as well. So I filed a lawsuit with a couple other people against the county. We went through the trial court locally here. We thought, and our legal team thought, that we would lose, not on merit, just because of the way we were asking for an expedited basis hearing. It's hard to win those. But we did, and Jeff Childers was our attorney, did an incredible job of presenting the evidence. A week later, the judge ruled in our favor, and immediately, so that did it. Now, he did a narrow ruling. What he said was the language that they'd use was unconstitutional. We had a lot of other issues that we thought the whole thing is unconstitutional in many ways. He didn't rule on those. And he didn't need to, because in an expedited trial, all he had to do is find one reason why it shouldn't be on there, and that's what he did, and that's what he focused on. Immediately, the county hired Carlton Fields, one of the most expensive law firms in the state of Florida. Don't know how much they're spending on this, but they hired this law firm to file an emergency injunction to the First District Court of Appeals. We hired a boutique law firm out of Tallahassee that deals in these things. They made their motion before we were going through the process, our legal team, of a response, before we even had the response filed. The First District Court of Appeals threw it out. And they didn't throw it out completely. What they said is you can't go through the expedited process. You have to go through the regular process of appeal, and that can take up to a year. So bottom line is this. It's going to be on the ballot because the ballots were already printed. We didn't have enough time to get this thing before. So it will be on the ballot. It'll be somewhat of a moot point that it won't officially count. Now, the county the county on the ballot, win or lose. If they lose, they're going to say, well, people didn't know, you know, they knew it wasn't on the ballot, so and it wasn't going to count, so they didn't vote.
Yeah, they're going to have
if
it out.
If they win on the ballot, they're going to absolutely say, hey, look, everybody wants at-large voting.
So right.
They're going to play it both ways. They're
going
to spin it, I promise you.
Yes. I totally agree with your you know, your summarization there, no doubt. So this is a just in case. So we're going to vote no just in case, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, super important to get out and vote no.
The voters
And, you know, let me tell you what, the people that you know, they don't care, and they don't care about Democrats. They care about a select group of Democrats. They certainly don't want any Republicans on the county commission. But it's not even a Democrat. They don't want Democrats or independents that think differently than them. And think about what single-member districts does. People ask me all the time, why did the students come up here and get to vote in our city and county elections? Well, I understand their feelings, but you can't legally stop somebody from voting wherever they register. That's fine. They register here, they vote. But to have every student elect all five county commissioners, to let every person in the Duck Pond area elect all five county commissioners, it's a race. It's on two things. It diminishes the vote of minorities, which is a racist thing to do, and it diminishes a political party, which is both of those are unconstitutional in the Florida Constitution.
So, all right. So let's just be clear on this one. The will of the people had already been said back in 2022 when they went with single member districts. It was a done deal. But the powers that be in the county are not happy with that, so they're going to keep fighting. But for right now, it's on the on the ballot, so vote no on the at-large voting referendum.
Yeah, and just to let you, what I'm telling people, if you can't remember, the biggest issues, in my opinion, are no. There's other issues that are okay that you could vote yes for. I'm telling people, if you can't remember what to vote for, the best thing to do is vote no on every single amendment out there. And be honest with you, I don't like the way we do this. It's legal to do it, but, you know, when we pass a law, there's a very deliberative process that we go through. Hearings, debate goes back and forth. There's lots of things to do. The governor can veto it. You're changing the Constitution of the state of Florida, or in these local issues, the charter. But I just tell people, look, if you can't remember, vote no on everything, and we'd be way better off than taking a chance on not remembering exactly what to vote for.
Now, the other one is the GRU, you know, what I would call like the governance issue. They call it Gainesville's utility referendum. Now, you know, there were a lot of people that said, hey, they've not run GRU properly, and that's the city, all right? The city of Gainesville and the city commissioners have, and this goes back many years, but they have not done a good job. And so the governor came in and said, look, we're going to have an oversight kind of committee. They're going to be the authority, and these are going to be local folks, and they're going to make the decisions instead of the Gainesville City Commission. And that now the city commission wants to fight to take their power back, right?
Yeah, and the question that you need to ask yourself is, well, first off, it's unfair representation. 36 or 37% or whatever live outside of the city, so we're taxed and regulated without any representation at all. But the other thing is, you got to ask yourself, are they better? Is the city commissioners better suited to run all the park services, be the board of directors for everything, and GRU, in which we absolutely know from past experiences they're not, but if they think they are, they should prove why they're better to run it. They don't want to do that. What they do is they just want to be in control. They just want to have the power. And when you have elected officials that their number one goal is to retain or have some kind of power structure over other people, without even explaining why it's better for those people, that's not the kind of elected people we want serving us. But that's what they do. And, you know, the Gainesville Sun even did an article, said that we're about $2 billion in debt, $2 billion GRU, based because of the city commission. The Gainesville Sun ran an article about, I don't know, a year ago, that with their mandates that they were putting in place to be carbon neutral by 2035 or whatever it was, would add about $6.5 billion more. Now, these people have zero clue about real-world stuff. I don't even understand how they get elected. I just can't believe that we have people representing us that would put us in debt $2 billion and have a goal to put us in debt another $6 billion. And the reason that they justify it is we are all going to die from, you know, global warming and climate change if we don't do something. And so City of Gainesville has to step up and go into massive debt. You know, I was really surprised. I'm going down 6th Street the other day, and the Electrical Workers Union, they have things on that. Why would a union worker want higher electric rates? I think that they've got these groups that are behind this. I don't even understand. But that's a definite no. We cannot let the city commissioners try to get back. I think it's illegal. We have a hearing. I think it's next week we'll have a hearing with a judge on that. We've also filed a lawsuit on that end as well. So I took the lead charge on the single-member districts. Representative Clemens took the lead charge on GRU. And last time I spoke to him a few days ago, I think that's next week is the hearing. I think we're going to prevail. I don't know. You never know how a judge is going to rule, but definitely vote no on that one as well.
And not to confuse anybody, but only the people in the city of Gaines will get to vote on this issue, again, showing that there's a lack of representation for GRU customers in the county, correct?
100%. 37% of the customers.
That's significant.
You know, Mayor Poe said, and he said it, I wish I could change this, because I brought up the tagline at GRU is owned by the people we serve. Well, that's not true, technically, and Mayor Poe even said, yeah, I wish we could change that tagline. That's a bunch of crap. You know,
wow.
I mean, it should be owned by the people it serves and represented by the people it serves. It is under the this new board that's been set up by the governor.
Yeah, fantastic. State Senator Keith Perry, thanks so much for taking the time out and helping to walk us through this important process. We appreciate it.
You bet. If anybody needs anything, have them call my state office and we can talk further.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tim.